How many cops does it take to grab your guns? If Boston is an omen of things to come, there will be dozens of them of every shape, size, and brand at your door and demanding, as we've seen in Boston, your papers, please. There were city cops, state cops, SWAT team cops, FBI cops, military cops, DHS cops, every kind of cop imaginable, just to find one man in Boston. Boston was transformed into a ghost town when an unprecedented lockdown held the entire populace prisoner in a veritable police state. And Feinstein and friends, just itching for your guns, must have been licking their chops when hearing that only cops were to be admitted, even invited, into Boston homes.
The stay-indoor request continues for the time being. That is unchanged. It is important that folks remain indoors and not open the door, keep the doors locked and not open the door unless there is a uniformed, identified law enforcement officer on the other side of it requesting to come inside.
Yes, 5 million Americans were actually ordered to stay indoors, while hordes of police armed to the teeth, complete with Black Hawk helicopters overhead, tanks on the ground.
I'm not gonna stop filming.
Close your window, go back inside your house, stand to the door.
And bomb-sniffing dogs engaged in door-to-door searches.
I want the neighborhood here in Watertown to know that we went through about 20 streets here, door-to-door, with our tactical teams. We knocked on doors to ensure that everyone was safe in their homes and that they saw the police on their streets. We did limited searches of those homes to render them safe.
Render them safe? You mean render them occupied. And door-to-door searches they did, not by your mild neighborhood cop with soft hat and friendly smile, but by swarms of anti-terrorist SWAT teams looking like they're searching for enemy combatants in Afghanistan. Now, for those familiar with police protocol, this kind of lockdown is reserved only for biochemical threats and similar high-risk disasters, not for chasing down a 19-year-old teenager running for his life. But Homeland Security wasn't going to let a crisis go to waste. For what was already on the drawing boards by Chertoff and his synagogue sidekicks. Yes, Jews run DHS, as I've proven time and again, was put into action. This was a dress rehearsal for a nationwide martial law occupation. For why was this lockdown even needed when the first day posed the real threat? Bolstered by the Jewish-owned press, conditioning the masses 24/7, the airwaves showed crowds of Bostoners, many of them college-age kids, half naked and half drunk, actually cheering for martial law.
USA! USA!
The prototype has been set, tested, and approved. And judging by the sheep on the streets of Boston, there will be no meaningful resistance to martial law and total subjugation by the countless law enforcement agencies, starting from the Fed top, across the country, coming for your guns and your freedoms. Now, you can quote the Second Amendment to them as much as you want, but they'll laugh in your face with a gun pointed at your head when they begin with, "Your papers, please."